This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We have a lot to cover off this week as we hear from some of the 16 WHL players named to Canada's World Junior Evaluation Camp. We'll have that complete rundown in moments. Well, the Calgary Hitmen have pulled a 180 recently, and a case could be made they're the hottest team going right now in the league. We'll hear more on that. And the WHL and CHL Player of the Week and the Player of the Month for November, Ty Ratty of the Portland Winterhawks, will also stop by. Well, 16 Western Hockey League players are off to compete for a spot on Canada's World Junior team. The camp will begin Saturday, December 10th in Calgary, and like in the past, Team Canada will be WHL heavy. Players off the camp include Brandon forwards Mark Stone and Michael Ferland. Red Deer will send two defensemen, Alex Petrovic and Matt Dumba. Portland's Ty Ratty, Brad Ross, and Joe Morrow have also been named. Kootenay Ice forward Max Reinhardt, he'll try to show his best also.
It was obviously one of my goals heading into the year, and when you find out, it's almost kind of a relief. Just you never know with how many great players there are right now, and they're eligible, and I just kind of feel a little bit honored to be picked.
And Reinhardt wants to be playing his best heading in.
You know, obviously now focused on getting into my A game right as this camp kind of approaches in the next couple of weeks, and four through 5 days, whatever it is, before they make that final kind of cuts. And I'm just really excited for the opportunity to go there.
Medicine Hat's Tyler Bunns, the only WHL goaltender to get the invite.
Still got a few more games here that I got to look forward to and compete hard and to make sure I'm ready for this camp, but. It's pretty indescribable, the feeling that I got when I first got the call. Just the opportunity to have this is pretty special. So I'm gonna let it soak in for a couple of days here and make sure that I'm still playing hard and working hard with the Tigers here and getting a couple wins before I leave.
Prince Albert Raider power forward Mark McNeil impressed during the Subway Super Series, leading to his invite.
Definitely a little bit. I think they got the chance to see me play live. I mean, the three coaches hadn't seen me all year, so it was a good opportunity for them to see me. And I thought I had a pretty good game, so that helped too.
Matty hopes it leads to personal and team success.
Maybe this will be a little kickstart to get me going and hopefully the team going a little bit more here. But, I'm just definitely really excited about the opportunity and looking forward to getting down there and meeting some of the guys and having fun with it.
Now, others attending include Moose Jaw's Quinton Howden, who played on the team last year, as well as Spokane defenseman Brendan Kitchton. Everett D-man Ryan Murray, Edmonton rear guard Mark Pezik will also go, Kelowna Rocket forward Brett Bulmer, and Vancouver forward Brendan Gallagher. Hey, good luck to the 16 as Canada takes on the world at Edmonton and Calgary over the holiday season.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League. First overall pick of the Edmonton Oilers and Red Deer Rebel center, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
I think it's the highest level of competition out there. The arenas that you play in the WHL kind of get you used to what it would be like in the NHL.
Nugent-Hopkins with a one-time blast!
The Edmonton Oilers are so proud to select from the Red Deer Rebels, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
My path to the National Hockey League begins in the WHL.
The Western Hockey League, where your future starts now. This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Well, the Calgary Hitmen are getting back to that team they were for so many years. That's tough to play against, dominant on home ice, and with some of the most skill on display in the league. Now, the Hitmen have picked themselves off the mat from last year's last place showing and a slower start to this year. Now, they're rolling. Voice of the Hitmen, Brad Curl, spoke with head coach Mike Williamson.
Mike, let's look at the big turnaround for the Calgary Hitmen this year. Last year, you missed the playoffs. This year, you've climbed up into a playoff spot so far. What do you attribute to this turnaround?
Well, I think that one is personnel. I think that with the additions of our import picks and some of the trades in the off season and through the early part of this year, we have a different look. And I think the attitude overall of the returning guys has been good. Our leadership with Cody Sylvester, Jimmy Bubnik, and some of the guys that were here last year and went through it has been fantastic. And I think over the last month or so, we've really started to establish an identity and have become a pretty consistent, hardworking team. So if we continue to do those things, I think we can continue to climb.
Last year, a lot of one-goal games in the third period. It was much closer than the 16-win season would indicate. Did you learn from that? You've been much better this year, and the offense has come.
The midway part of the season, so we're going to have to continue to get better and learn how to turn those one-goal games into on the favorable side. But our offense is starting to click a little bit, and we're getting more consistent goaltending. And defensively, you can see that the guys that have come in have added some stability, and the experience that the younger guys got last year has definitely paid off.
Thanks for this and continued success.
Thank you.
Brad also spoke to Hitman defenseman Peter Kosterman.
Oh, well, I guess, you know, last year it seemed like it was more of a rebuilding year. Like, we were pretty young, like losing a lot of those guys from the year before that. And so I think there's a few factors. I don't think you can put it on one thing, but I think that was a factor. And then, you know, it seemed like the beginning of last year, we just couldn't seem to get some bounces, and it sort of just was a vicious cycle, and we didn't really get control again after that. So this year it's we're a bit older, we got a bit more experience in the room, I think, and a great group of guys that are, it's a lot of fun to play with them, and it's I don't know, we'll see what we can do. We got to keep going though.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Well, what a stretch for Ty Ratty of the Portland Winterhawks. He's one of the 16 off the Canada's World Junior Evaluation Camp. He's also the WHL and CHL Player of the Week and also picked up Player of the Month honors for November. Voice of the Hawks, Todd Vrooman, has more.
Ty, a good week for you last week. 7 goals, 5 assists, 12 points.
Yeah, it was real exciting. I think 4 games in 1 week is a real busy week for the team, but we pulled out 3 wins, which was big, and the team success led to a lot of individual success that week.
You know, you've been playing on a line with Sven Berchi now for the last couple of years. Can you just explain to people some of the chemistry that you two have?
Yeah, we've played together since last year's training camp, and there hasn't been many shifts where we're not with each other. So we know each other inside and out now, and I know where he is. He knows where I am. So it works well, and me and him are going real good right now.
It was also a good Monday morning for you. You found out that you're going to be a part of the selection camp for Team Canada for the upcoming World Junior Championships. What were some of the emotions you felt on Monday morning?
It's a dream come true. I think every Canadian kid wants a chance to put on that Maple Leaf, and the World Juniors is the biggest thing in Canada. So to have that chance to make that team is unbelievable, and I'm going to do my best to be there.
What would it mean to you personally to be a part of that team right after Christmas?
It'd mean everything. That's my biggest goal going into this year was to make that team somehow. I don't care if I'm fourth line or anything like that. I just want to win that gold medal. So I'm going to do anything I can to make that team.
And, of course, you're not going to be the only Portland Winterhawk represented that week. Joe Morrow and Brad Ross also got invites. Is it going to be nice to have some friends there that you know a little bit?
Yeah, it makes it much more exciting, I think, going with Brad Ross and Morrow, two great guys, two great hockey players who have a real good chance to make the team as well. So it'll make it that much more special to share it with them.
That's the WHL and CHL Player of the Week, Ty Ratty. Thanks a lot, Ty.
Thank you.
And that's the show. Thanks to Brad Curl in Calgary, Todd Vrooman in Portland, and all the WHL broadcasters who contributed this week. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.